A new book called Nightmare on Main Street takes a close look at late 20th century American culture and discovers lots of ghosts and things that go bump in the night. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says Nightmare on Main Street is frighteningly provocative.
This past September, I could hardly walk down the halls of academe without being assailed by hands darting out of the shadows, waving copies of Harper's Magazine. What my horrified colleagues were thrusting on me was an article entitled On the Uses of a Liberal Education as Light Entertainment for Bored College Students. In that piece, Mark Edmondson, who teaches English at the University of Virginia, argued that today's college students, fortified with a sense of their consumer buying power, evaluate their professors solely on the basis of their entertainment value. Meanwhile, university administrators are busy transforming campuses into cushy retirement spreads for the young. But if Edmondson's assessment of the average liberal arts education is grim, his reading in Nightmare on Main Street of our entire culture is absolutely gory. According to Edmondson, we Americans in the 1990s are obsessed with the Gothic, that cobwebby genre that encompasses everything from Mary Shelley's Frankenstein to R.L. Stein's Goosebumps series. Not only do we revel in the novelistic excesses of Stephen King and Anne Rice, we also line up to see the latest slasher movies, whether they be the almost high art of Silence of the Lambs or the How Low Can We Go Freddy Krueger cycle. Even more startling is Edmondson's claim that Gothic conventions have slipped over into non-fictional realms. As evidence, he points a bony finger at rock videos, CD games, TV news, and our national discussion about AIDS. As the Wolfman asked of the moon, why now? To answer that question, Edmondson exhumes the very first Gothic novel, Anne Radcliffe's The Mysteries of Udolpho, published in 1794. Critics agree that the formula Radcliffe introduced, including an evil aristocratic villain, a rebellious female victim, and images of dungeons and doubles, owes something to the hopes and horrors unleashed by the French Revolution. Edmondson says the omnipresence of the Gothic in our own time is a fallout from the revolutions of the 1960s. American Gothic, he says, is motivated by a drive to turn back the clock, to get the uppity women, the blacks, and the young back into their place. Add to that post-60s traumatic stress syndrome our dread over what the millennium might bring, and Edmondson says you have a culture ripe for the Gothic, a form that changes all this free-floating anxiety into suspense. As an investigator of this unholy terrain, Edmondson amuses even as he issues dire societal warnings. For instance, he calls Oprah an apostle of fate worthy of Edgar Allan Poe, referring to her oft-stated conviction that addiction and abuse are perpetuated from generation to generation. At present, Edmondson discerns no clear way out of our Gothic gloom, and he's such a provocative culture critic that I'm tempted to blindly surrender to him. But a few reservations hold me back. Edmondson's imagination is a bit overactive, spying the Gothic lurking in every corner. Also, he doesn't acknowledge the power of comedy as an antidote to our Gothic despair. I'm thinking of the all-out, life-affirming belly laughs generated sometimes by The Simpsons, Ellen, or Seinfeld. The resurgence of primetime comedy may be a sign that as a culture, we sense that the best way to banish our pre-millennial demons is to laugh at them. And might we not only hear laughs, but see light? As Edmondson and others have remarked, Marx and Freud drew upon Gothic imagery in creating their interpretations of capitalism, its dreams, and its discontents. The truly Gothic twist would be if a few of those pleasantly brain-dead students diagnosed by Dr. Edmondson in his Harper's article emerge from their retirement spreads to lead us into a new visionary dawn.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Nightmare on Main Street by Mark Edmondson.